On the Thunder line, the man who is on his way to Bethelwood Center for the Arts, along with Brad Paisley and the band Perry, who we spoke with on Friday when we made the big announcement about the Brad Paisley virtual reality tour. It is Scotty McCreary. Scotty, good morning. Welcome to Thunder Country.
Hey, good morning. Thank you all for having me.
No, it's our pleasure. How's the tour going so far?
Oh, my goodness. It's going great, man. I'm having the time of my life out here. Paisley's the man. Ben Perry, they're great. It's just it's wonderful out here.
As I mentioned, we had a chance to talk with the band Perry on Friday morning here on Siliberto and Friends. We made the big announcement that we are looking for the person who buys the ticket that sells out this show at Bethelwood Center for the Arts on August 10th. And what a round of prizes that the Thunderhead who does that gets, including a chance to meet Brad Paisley. So we are really pumped about this show, and what a lineup. And you, the band Perry, Brad Paisley on the main stage at Bethelwood Center for the Arts. Let me start right off with one of the main questions that we had asked the band Perry. Did it happen yet? Did you get caught with one of Brad Paisley's pranks yet?
I'll tell you what, he's been pretty tame from what I've heard from previous tours, but he does have he has like the daggum video walls behind him every single night, and once we do go out there for alcohol as encore, he'll Photoshop my head on like an old man's naked body riding a bicycle on the beach or something like that. He thinks it's funny, but it's whatever.
That could be what Neil and Reed were talking about when they said embarrassing pictures on stage. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Scotty, what a ride it's been for you, of course, American Idol. And by the way, you're in the company of other American Idols. Taylor Hicks was here at Bethelwood Center for the Arts a couple years back, and Kelly Clarkson will be here as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, big time.
Yep. So you're in American Idol royalty company as you head to Bethelwood Center for the Arts. After American Idol, what a start you had with your career in country music. Tell us about your first album. Was it everything you had expected or that you had hoped for?
Yeah, you know, pretty much. It was great. I'm really proud of it. The only thing that was a little weird was that it was so rushed. And, you know, I mean, the finale was May 25th and May 26th. They were pitching me songs and we were getting it ready. So it was a little rushed. But, it was so cool making it and working with the professionals in Nashville and seeing that process. Now we're on, we're album two and we're working on it now. And it's just, it's going to be more of a chance to be creative with it, be more of an artist with it. But it's just, I love the process of making an album. It's just so cool.
You know, you use the word rushed, and when folks see American Idol, they see the performances, but there is so much that goes on behind the scenes, and such a frantic schedule that you are all put through. Do you think just the process of the schedule of American Idol and everything you had to go through, you think that was a big part in helping you get such a great start to a hectic music career?
Oh, heck yeah. I'm telling you, it was like a daggum boot camp over there at Idol. I mean, watching the show and trying out for it, I just figured, we'll be singing on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and that'll be it. We'll learn the song the rest of the week. But, I mean, we worked 7 days a week, all hours of the day, and it was intense, but, I mean, it was fun, so that's what made it great. But it definitely helped me out, with getting prepared for the music industry and having to do it, a crazy schedule for making the album, hitting the road on tour. It was definitely a big help for me in a way.
And, it's interesting, because of the way your career started, because of the talent, first of all, I mean, let's not forget the fact that there's that talent that backs up every single thing that has happened and is happening in your career. But so many times it takes a long while to work into a career. I mean, you've done it in such a short period of time. You think it's a good thing, or are there things that maybe you wish you would have experienced leading up to this point? Would you change anything?
No, I wouldn't change anything. I think it's all part of, God's plan for me. And in today's world, there's so many different ways of doing things. And I didn't have to, come up and really, go through the trenches and like the clubs for like 10 years, like some of the guys. But, I had to do my own thing, and that's just how it goes. And I wouldn't change anything. Things have gone pretty well for me, and it's just it's been a crazy ride for sure.
As Scotty, I know during your hometown visit on American Idol, you're going back. You went to the grocery store where you were working. I know your life has changed. Let's just say it's changed a little bit. But how has that been? I mean, you know, going back home now and being Scotty McCreery, is it different? How is that like going back home and when you get the time to go home?
Oh, I love it. It's definitely different, but for the most part, people back home, they treat me just like I never left. And like I'm the same old Scotty, especially my friends. You know, they let me just hang out with them, and we'll do the normal things around town. Go get a snowball down the street at Pelicans, or go golfing or something. It's just they treat me pretty normal, and that's nice to have. Cause, you know, on the road, it's just such a crazy, intense schedule, and everything's so wild. But when I get home, it's just like, you know, a little R&R time, a little relaxing, and it's nice to have that. You know, it keeps me balanced and keeps me humble.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. Has this success and this hectic schedule taken a little bit off of your fastball, or are you still throwing a little bit on the side?
I've never had much of a fastball to begin with, but it was definitely good getting back to the high school team. You know, we had a break with Brad Paisley for about 2 months there where he stopped touring, and it worked out perfect with my schedule, and I got back. I'm more of the finesse pitcher, more of the curveball kind of guy.
No, you pick the corners, huh?
Exactly. So I never had a hard fastball, but I got by.
Great. You know, you're going to be appearing at the original site of Woodstock when you're here at Bethel Wood Center for the Arts. So you're walking on hallowed ground, my friend, and we're really looking forward to having you here.
Oh, yes, sir. I've heard great things, and I'm pretty pumped up. It's going to be a great show.
Yeah, it is. Oh, and by the way, I had to apologize to Neil and Reed in particular when we were talking with the band Perry. Kimberly was on her side. But I had explained that Michelle Semirano, who's with me here on Ciliberto and Friends, is really nothing but a nudge. You know, the kind of girls in high school that just kept needling and needling and needling you. So, so hopefully we'll get a chance to see you in person at Bethel Woods. And I want to apologize up front to you for when you do finally meet Michelle Semirano. So just please remember, I told you that. Don't hold it against me, okay?
I hear you, man. It's all good.
All right.
Oh, sure. All the boys stick together, don't you?
Yeah. Well, hey, he's the one that sang the song, The Trouble with Girls.
I know. It was bad.
Scotty, we appreciate your time. We're so glad that we had a chance for our Thunderheads to meet you, for you to meet our Thunderheads, and we're really looking forward to when you get here to Bethel Wood Center for the Arts. Hopefully very soon. I mean, it could happen at any time. We will find out who purchased the ticket to sell out the Brad Paisley Virtual Reality Tour. And like I said, when we started off, they're getting a great prize pack. And to you too as well. We had thanked the band Perry. Want to get a chance to thank Brad himself. But we've been working with our Thunderheads with the Brad Paisley Virtual Reality Food Drive that has been going on here in Thunder Country. Our Thunderheads have been donating non-perishable food items that will benefit the Federation for the Homeless through Community Unity and other food pantries throughout Thunder Country. So you're with a camp that really gives back to the community. So thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you all for that. It's going to be incredible, man.
Scotty McCreery on his way to Bethel Wood Center for the Arts. And if you bring your glove, I'll bring my catcher's mitt. We could throw a little bit, all right?
All right. That sounds good, man.